first you deliver shock. So whether it's you're dropping bombs in a war, as you did in Japan, or, you know, there's weather, a weather event, whether it's real or, you know, contrived, a pandemic, bio warfare, you know, we know, but it can be financial warfare too. It can be the central bank engineering a shock. It can be the fiscal side of the house engineering a shock. Yeah. It can be legal warfare. So there are many different ways of inducing a shock. But what you want to do is you want to throw people off balance and you want to put them in fear. And it's ideal if you can cut off their income. So a tsunami happens in Indonesia and suddenly the government figures out how to turn all the land over to hotel chains and the villagers can't come back and resettle their land. So, you know, it goes so you know, so there are many different ways of delivering a shock, and then there are many different tactics to grab assets. But yeah. The goal is always to increase your political and economic ownership and power. And it's very engineered. It's very planned. It's very engineered, and it's very profitable. And I think the frustrating thing for people like you and me is when it happens, because it just keeps happening, a lot of the population takes the leadership on their word. They completely fall for what, you know, whatever the narrative is to explain what's happening and why it's happening, they keep falling for the narrative.
Yeah, that's right. So
have we ever seen a place where they haven't fallen for the narrative?
Well, yes. I mean, basically, once they gain control over key institutions, including the media, then it's easy to manipulate things. In right. Europe, in the Eurozone, it's a bad situation because the ECB is in control of this huge area of Eurozone countries. It is the remodeled Reichsbank. Just like the German Reichsbank, it's an organization that's essentially has immunity, is above the law, is outside the legal framework of any European country. It's not accountable to any government. It's not accountable to any democratic assembly in the whole of Europe. And no public prosecutor, no judge can get to the central bankers. So that's an extraordinary situation. Even physically, the ECB in Frankfurt, I mean, it's located in Frankfurt, although right. technically, legally, it's not Frankfurt, it's international territory. When there was a right. fire, or there was thought to be a fire, the Frankfurt Fire Brigade wasn't allowed in because it's not Frankfurt, you see.
The ECB is an international organization that is above and outside the laws and jurisdictions of any individual nation. Its senior staff carry diplomatic passports, and the files and documents inside the European Central Bank cannot be searched or impounded by any police force or public prosecutor. The ECB is well known among economists as one of the world's most powerful and least transparent central banks. Yet its former president, Jean-Claude Trichet, dealt with this problem by merely asserting that there was no problem. The ECB is one of the most transparent central banks in the world and has helped define the state of the art of central banking in this domain, he claimed.
I also think one of the things that needs to get killed is this notion that these takings keep happening through market forces as opposed to planning and engineering. And that's why I wanted to do this interview. I wanted to have some, you know, because you can see the game because you're both scholar and an investment person and, you know, private sector person, you know, and you understand the public side as well. So you see the game and you're not, you know, you don't think, oh, well, you know, the market just crashed in East Asia. That's not how it works, right?
Yes,
So I think, you know, one of the things we see is fierce opposition to the WHO treaty or the WHO amendments. The treaty comes next. but fierce opposition. And I think that fierce opposition is coming, you know, in part because people are now beginning to see this. They're now beginning to see it's a taking machine. It's not health rules and regulations. It's a machine designed to take our assets.